All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6. It's Monday. That means my dad will be calling in to tell a joke. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. That's coming up in a little bit. Right now, though, we're opening up the phone lines and the text lines right now at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And I'm asking you this question. What are some things that you really like but everybody hates? Like, everybody thinks you're nuts for liking it. And it could be in any category. Now, last week we did the another version of I Just Don't Get It. And I Just Don't Get It was when we talked about things that seemingly the entire world really loves and you don't. And, you know, we brought up a lot of stuff, including like Big Bang Theory and things like that. And this could be, like I said, any category from food to entertainment to movies, to TV, whatever. But you like it. Everybody else thinks you're nuts. And so everybody hates it, but you like it. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So the two first ones that I wanted to bring up are both movies. And I got a lot of these. And I guess this falls under guilty pleasure as well. I guess guilty pleasure is another term that we can use for this. So if you've got some guilty pleasures that you want to confess about, 312-981-7200, or just some things that you really like that everybody just thinks you're crazy for liking. I guess the number one, the number one on my list would be Freddy Got Fingered. The Tom Green movie, from 2000, which I just think is, phenomenal and great. And everybody hates that movie. I am like the only person in the world that likes that movie. And not just likes it. I love it. I love Freddy Got Fingered. I think it's fantastic. But I remember the screening of, they actually screened it for the critics. If you can believe that, there was a critic screening for Freddy Got Fingered. And I was laughing pretty much through the whole thing. And you know, and I loved it. I thought it was great. And I remember I got on the elevator afterwards, and I was on the elevator with Roger Ebert. And Roger Ebert, who gave the movie zero stars, like most people did. Everybody hates the movie. I mean, it was just destroyed when it came out. So here I am. I give it a great review on the air. And people are like, are you out of your mind? It's, you know, because I happen to be a huge Tom Green fan in the first place. I just think Tom Green is awesome. So I remember being in the elevator with Roger after the movie, and Roger goes, you know, I heard you laughing during that movie. Did you think it was funny? I said, yeah, I thought it was great, actually. Really? Yeah. And then he included me in his review. He said a colleague on the elevator, he couldn't believe it, blah, 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 that we were in the elevator, and there was one person in the world. So I'm the only person that likes Freddy Got Fingered. Although I will say this, when I took part in Cinema Slapdown, which is a thing that they do at Columbia College. Ron Falzone is the host of it. And the setup is, Dan, you know about this, right?
I do. It's pretty impressive.
The setup is that they do this. I think it's once a month. And the setup is they show a movie in the screening room. It's free. Students, public, everybody can come and see it. So they screen a movie. And then afterwards, there's a debate afterwards. And someone takes the pro side and someone takes the con side. And then they debate, and then there's, like, a winner is declared. And, you know, people are encouraged, the audience is encouraged to participate. And so it's a lot of fun. I've done it twice. And the first time I did it was for Freddy Got Fingered. And I, of course, was on the pro side because they didn't have a hard time finding people for the con side of Freddy Got Fingered. It was not difficult to fill that role. In fact, they filled it with five guys. So I took on five. They had five improvisers from I.O., Those were the guys. They took the con side. I took the pro side. They screened the movie, and I have to say this. I mean, well, first of all, I kicked their ass. I destroyed these guys. Destroyed them. And I also had an ace up my sleeve because I had a special video that was put together by Tobo. Stephen Tobolowsky did a video for me that nobody knew about, and I flung it into the middle of my debate. All of a sudden, on the big screen, there's Stephen Tobolowsky talking about how brilliant I am. He was in Freddy Got Fingered but got cut out. His scenes were all cut out. So he talks about his experience. Tom Green defends the movie, calls it brilliant, makes fun of Improv Olympic. And this video, by the way, is on YouTube. You can actually see it. It's very, very funny. And so Stephen, you know, Tobo did that for me. And so that was like my ace up the sleeve. I was killing these guys anyway without it. Like, I was destroying these guys. And by the end of the debate, I had the entire audience defending the movie. By the end of the debate, I had people going, that movie was brilliant. I couldn't believe it.
What were some of their arguments?
They had, these guys were just so woefully unprepared, and I was way overprepared because I love the movie. I seriously love the movie. I also, by the way, had an email from Tom. I had an email from Tom Green. So I did. I mean, I had a lot of aces up my sleeve. I know Tom Green now. I've got to know him, and, you know, I could call him right now. That would be a lot of fun because he would do that to somebody at 4 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, they just said, yeah, it's disgusting, it's stupid, it's funny. And they, by the way, didn't even watch the movie. They weren't even at the screening. They went out and had beers. And then they came back when the movie was over for the debate. These guys were, they had no idea. They thought they were going to coast in. You know, hey, we're improvisers. It's a stupid movie. Everybody on the earth hates it. And I just hit these guys with like a chainsaw. I mean, I destroyed these guys. And I told Tom about it. He was thrilled. So that's obviously the first one on my list is Freddy Got Fingered. Everybody hates it. I love it. So that's what we're talking about. Things that you love that everybody else on the planet hates, thinks you're crazy for liking in any category. 312-981-7200. News is coming up next. Morning. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Monday morning. That means my dad will tell a joke. It's a jokey, jokey time. We got a sponsor for my dad's joke now. So the great George Karzis over at the Gale Street Inn. The Gale Street Inn sponsoring my dad's joke of the week every week here on WGN.
I was kind of hoping it was whoopee cushions.
Yeah.
Hand buzzers.
But it's, well, George Karzis is a wacky guy. So, but we thank you. It's brought to you by the Gale Street Inn in Jefferson Park. My dad's joke. My dad's going to be like, what? You got a sponsor for this segment? So... Okay, hey, welcome back. It's Monday, 312-981-7200 for Talk and Text. We got some texts coming in. We're talking about things that you love that everybody else hates in any category from food to entertainment to anything. I mentioned Freddy Got Fingered as being probably the number one movie on my list of movies that I love that everybody hates. Oh, wait a minute now.
Look, honey, our boy's a genius. He's rigged a pulley system so he can eat sausage and work on his stupid drawings.
I'm being creative? Now, if you'll excuse me, I still have some work to do.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy, would you like some sausage? Sausages! Sausages!
Get outside and you just cool off.
If this were Pakistan, you would have been sewing soccer balls when you were 4 years old.
Genius. The genius of Freddy Got Fingered. Vic, have you ever seen Freddy Got Fingered?
No, I didn't. I had no desire to watch that when it came out, but I'm going to have to watch it now.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to recommend it, that you watch it. I happen to love it, but I... Dan, have you ever seen Freddy Got Fingered?
I don't know if I made it all the way through. I think it was on at a party or something.
That's usually the response. Yeah, I saw it, about 15 minutes of it. Esmeralda, have you seen Freddy Got Fingered, Tom Green's masterpiece?
I haven't, but I know that bit. That little daddy, would you like some sausage?
It's great.
I used to watch his show, so maybe he did it on there.
He, I used to watch his show. I love Tom Green. I just love
it. No, it was great.
It was. I always got his humor, so I don't know why
I
watched the movie.
Well, the thing about that movie, and I've often said this, I've had Tom on the show, and he actually said to me, well, you got it. The idea behind that movie, and I've often said the best way to watch Freddy Got Fingered is to watch the people who are watching it. Watch the audience watch the movie, because that's the joke. Tom Green was known for doing elaborate pranks and doing jokes. This was a $20 million joke on the movie going public. That's what it was. And I've often said, you know, like when the movie was in theaters for 5 minutes, when I reviewed the movie, I said, here's what you need to do. I would watch the movie, but then come back for a second showing, get a chair, put it in front of the screen and face the audience and watch their reactions while this movie is on. Because that's the joke. That's what the movie is. It's an elaborate prank. He got 20th Century Fox to spend $20 million on that movie. It's like the most elaborate prank ever pulled. And it's genuinely weird and genuinely funny. So, anyway. All right. What about you guys? 312-981-7200. Dan, you got anything that you're that guilty about for liking that everybody thinks you're nuts?
We live in a historically great pizza city. But I love me some Papa John's and Little Caesars.
Oh, God.
We mentioned earlier I was at the Cubs game on Sunday afternoon, and we took Addison to Lincoln to Irving Park to get back to our car, and we passed by the Papa John's there, the Papa John's that Eileen and I used to go to when we lived in the area, and a part of me wanted to, like, tell the cab to pull over because I – just had that strong of a craving for it.
Papa John's?
You should have gotten a hot and ready.
Yeah. Oh, it was tempting. I was debating. I mean, like, I literally every week freshman year of college, I would order just a Papa John's pizza and just eat it by myself.
See, I don't mind. No, that's okay. It's not the greatest.
It's terrible. Papa John's.
But there is worse.
Terrible.
There is worse, but, you know, it's like, at the same time, it's like, oh, you could just walk another block and a half and have a delicious, you know, handmade
like
pizza,
real pizza
by like a chef. And
no, I mean,
Papa John's is terrible pizza.
So good though.
And I'm with you though. I like Pizza Hut. So
see, Pizza Hut's not that bad. It's not good. I mean, it's not great. It's all right. Little Caesars exists because you go in there and you can get a pizza for $5.
Right.
The only, I've eaten a lot of Little Caesars when the Factory Theater used to be over on Elston, and we would be in rehearsals late at night or we would be building a set. I can't tell you the number of times when somebody would walk over to Little Caesars because it was right on Addison, walk over to Little Caesars, get a bunch of $5 pizzas, and we ate them for sustenance. That's it. You know what I mean? It's, oh, they're there, they're ready, it's $5. We need to feed a crew who are going to be painting all night.
Me and a friend, were eating buddies, and we went to the Little Caesars once, and just both of us got hot and readies and ate them all.
Well, that's it. But I can't, I can't even acknowledge Papa John's. I don't. That's something I don't even.
So good.
Oh,
so good.
Whew.
I'm gonna have to have Papa John's.
Now, do you get that banana pepper crap and dip it into the butter juice?
The classic cheese into the butter juice.
So I'm going to throw this out. So V is here.
Yeah.
And he just went, but they give you pepper cheese.
Peppercinis.
Peppercinis. Sorry. I thought you said pepper cheese.
Yeah, no, they do.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Some other people, you know who else does that? Sarpino's does that too.
Which is another one of those not that great.
No,
pizzas.
It's not. But that place, when I was a drinking man, that place delivers till 5 o'clock in the morning.
So does Chicago's Pizza, but that's not good either.
Oh,
it's not even it's not a question of whether it's good or not. I'm just saying that these, you know, if you were drunk like I was, and it was 4 o'clock in the morning, I used to order Sarpino's a lot. And actually, Sarpino's is not terrible pizza. It's not. It's okay. But you get like the pepperoncini and that, yeah, and that.
I once had a pizza from Sarpino's. I was at the bar working and one of the patrons bought one and it was something with pineapple and I think maybe bacon. It was not bad.
No, it's
so
not.
I can't Sarpino's, count out Sarpino's.
No, it's
completely.
Not bad. I mean, it's not. But you know, I would never order it one sober or two during a time when other pizza places were open.
That's true. Chicago's
do you know
though,
what I mean?
No. Chicago's is so bad.
No, I know, but that's why I would order Sarpino's. But I would never, like, if it was 7 o'clock in the evening and I were sober, I would order from a real pizza place. You know what I mean? I'd get, like, a real pizza.
Well, yeah.
But when it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you're hammered, you order Sarpino's. That's what you do. So, Anyway, how about this? Curly Girl on Reddit says, Taco Bell, speaking of food, I am ashamed to eat there, but it totally hits the spot. Despite living in San Diego, where there are gazillion delicious, authentic, hole-in-the-wall Mexican food places.
Well, see, no, that's my... Okay, so this is my argument for not eating Taco Bell, is because we have so many Mexican places, you can just go to any of those and eat a halfway decent burrito
well,
or taco.
Here's the thing. Taco Bell isn't Mexican food.
No, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is, but it's good. But if I want, like, real Mexican food, there's 8 million great Mexican places in Chicago. But Taco Bell is not Mexican food, but it's good and it's cheap. You could walk into Taco Bell with $5 and eat for a month. So that's one of the great things about Taco Bell. $5, you can eat for 2 weeks.
I've never been entranced by Taco Bell.
I know the difference between real Mexican food and that crap.
I would hope so.
But sometimes Taco Bell is what you need.
It really bothers me, though. Like, why is it so cheap?
I don't care.
That just freaks me out a little bit. Like, where are they getting that meat?
Don't care.
It's so cheap.
Don't care. You're the person that would kill or that would eat a roadkill. So what do you...
You think... I don't think it's that.
No, it's not. I don't know
it's
what it is.
It's just insane.
Yeah. But so Curly Girl is likes Taco Bell.
No, I mean, I've known people. People love that.
Oh, I love Taco Bell.
Especially after Cubs games.
I love Taco Bell. It's not Mexican food, but I love it.
Yeah.
All right. We got to do the forecast here. And then things that you like in any category that everybody else thinks you're nuts for liking. So, Dan, is this an admission here that you're playing this?
I have gone with all, like... guilty pleasure music because it was Avril Lavigne,
yeah,
and then it was Good Charlotte. Now it's Coldplay,
right? Coldplay, yeah. So these are your choice. I'm with you on.
I'm not saying they're my choice.
Oh, they're just saying okay because Avril Lavigne
from our bumps list. I was like, all right, well, what are songs that people probably wouldn't
right.
admit?
Well, Avril Lavigne's on that list for me. I like Avril Lavigne. So we're talking about things that you like that everybody else thinks is bad. 312-981-7200. Vic, what about you? You got any of these things?
I was talking with Esmeralda off air. I love to watch C-SPAN, and everyone that I know around me just thinks that I'm crazy. I'll watch it for 3 hours. I really find it intriguing.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff that goes on in there that it is just accessible to the public. I love it. I think everybody thinks I'm insane for sitting there and watching.
No, you know, I can kind of see that. I can see that there's a fascination for that, especially for a news guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's your world, man. That's what you do for a living.
Yeah. But that's the one I think, you know, everybody around me thinks I'm nuts for that.
Yeah. So where's Vic? Well, he's been watching C-SPAN for 5 hours.
Right.
So. All right. 312-981-7200. Esmeralda, what do you have?
Moby.
And,
really like Moby.
And his glasses.
And his music.
Yeah.
No one else. Okay.
No.
That would have been on my albums list if we were like at 15, I think, the other when we did the 12 most influential.
Me and Dan. Me and Dan.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Crickets.
Nothing. Sally and Morris says, whenever I tell people that I love snow, I get a collective grunt. I think it's so beautiful. Here's the thing. Snow is cool. It just sucks to drive in it and shovel in it and all that stuff. But it is beautiful, like the first nice snowfall. It's great. But, yeah, I mean, people just don't want to dig cars out and drive on the snow. And everybody forgets immediately how to drive when it snows for the first time. Six 630 area code says, my family loves Skyline Chili. Everyone else seems to hate it. Skyline Chili, is that the chili? Is that the chili out of Cincinnati?
I think so.
With the cinnamon? You put it over
the
spaghetti?
Yeah, I think it's, you put it over spaghetti, it's got cinnamon in it. Yeah, that's Skyline.
You get it like 9 ways or something.
Yeah. You get the onions, you get cheese, you get spaghetti. Yeah. Steve the limo driver says, everyone I know hates Brazil, but I love it. All right, and what is he talking about? Is he talking about the place or the movie? Because I love the movie. So I'm with you, Steve. Never been to the place, so I don't know. Dirk the Cop says, I love the movie The Burbs with Tom Hanks and Rick Dukeman. Yes, you are absolutely right.
That's a good movie.
It's a great movie. It did tank when it came out, though, and it got bad reviews. I remember Roy hated it. When I reviewed it on Roy's show, he was like, you like that movie?
I mean, it seems a very cult.
Yeah.
Cult-like movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it didn't make any money when it came out. He says, it was exactly the way my cul-de-sac was back in the 80s, all the way down to the whacked-out teenager next door. Played by Corey Feldman, I might add. Where's the pizza dude? Also, love the movie, the 80s movie Neighbors with Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. No, Dirk. No. There are no good movies called Neighbors. There's never been a good movie called Neighbors. Jim on Reddit says, I think Kristen Stewart is a decent actress. I do, too. You get rid of those damn Twilight movies and that Snow White movie, and she's given some really good performances. Yellow Room says, I like Miley Cyrus.
I like her, too.
Says, Party in the USA literally makes me happy every time I hear it.
No, I just heard that like a day ago. It's so good.
I got nothing on you. I got nothing. We did mention I like Avril Lavigne. Everybody hates Avril Lavigne.
I like her.
And I like Creed.
Nope. You're on your own.
that's my go-to karaoke. I haven't been to karaoke in years. But I used to sing Higher.
Oh, gross.
People would go nuts.
Sure.
They did.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding. I would act out the whole thing and do the arms wide open thing.
Gross.
And people would laugh.
Take your shirt off?
No. He doesn't take his shirt off in the video.
He's shirtless.
No, he's not. He's got a tank top on. He's got a white tank top on.
Okay.
Little did Esmeralda know your vast knowledge of Creed videos.
Yeah, right? Jeez. Oh, okay, then. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Dab says 90s action movies like Con Air and Demolition Man. Wow. You know, I dated a girl and our first date was Demolition Man.
Which one is that?
It's Sylvester Stallone and Snipes. Right? Snipes, right?
Yes. No, I love that
Sandra
one.
Bullock is in
Sandy
it.
Bullock.
No, yep. That one is amazing. And please get that one and the other one with Rob Schneider confused.
Rob Schneider?
Yeah. There was
Judge Dredd.
There you go.
Rob Schneider was in Judge Dredd? How do I not remember that?
Yeah, he's like comedic relief or
right.
something.
Right, he was a prisoner.
Oh, God, I don't even remember him being... I mean, I saw Judge Dredd. You know, that second one was good. The one without Stallone?
That one was... the Dredd one?
Whatever the heck. It was just Dredd. Called... It was good. Did you see it, Dan?
No.
I saw it. It was neat. Like, the visuals were really
yeah, no,
cool.
it was good. I was like, whoa. You know what else was good? Was that last damn Punisher movie. Not with the it wasn't Thomas Jane, Todd from Boogie Nights, and it wasn't Lundgren, some other dude.
Yeah, he was on the show, the HBO show Rome.
That guy. That was good, man. That was a good movie. Punisher something. It had a something.
Warzone.
That was a damn good movie, man. And you know who the villain? The villain in it was McNulty from The Wire. So right there, immediately. Con Air, that was the other one that Dab picked. That's kind of a guilty pleasure. Aaron says, I'm 26 and I still love the Spice Girls.
Because okay. They're so fun.
Ken says, Phil Collins. You know who else loves Phil Collins? Eric Childress. You know, in fact, Eric Childress has the same exact musical taste as Patrick Bateman in American Psycho. He has the same exact musical taste. Loves Huey Lewis, loves Phil Collins. I'm just wondering if he ever chopped somebody up with that, if he ever chopped up Jordan Catalano with a hatchet.
That was the ending that we never saw.
Of what? Oh, don't get me started on that, please. Of my so-called life?
Well, you threw in Jordan Catalano.
God almighty, don't bring that up. I still cry about that.
I forgot that you actually like those.
God, I love that show.
You're a teenage girl in disguise.
Oh, man, Jordan Catalano. Do you guys remember that commercial that they had when she hosted? What did she host? The Emmys?
Did you also swoon? Did you, you know...
Did I swoon over Jordan Catalano?
Yeah, did you write his name
I
with
would.
Your last name?
I love Jordan Catalano.
In your binder?
He was dreamy.
Nick Catalano.
Well, it'd be... No, well, he's progressive, so it'd be Nick DiGilio
Catalano.
Dash Catalano.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What Dan, was it? What was she hosting?
She wasn't hosting. She was just up for an award.
She was up for an award for the Emmys.
Yeah.
And they did a series. Was it like a car commercials, right?
I think it was just one, like, two-minute commercial. One of those
God, days. It was so great. She's in the bar at the end, and she hears... And I don't know if it was... Did we ever find out if that was actually Jared Leto's voice?
You know what? I don't think we could confirm it.
Because at the very end, Jordan? I almost fell off the couch. All right, things you love but everybody hates. 312-981-7200. What the hell is this?
Esmeralda.
It's Miley Cyrus.
Oh, God.
Party in the USA.
I thought that was that other idiot that sang. Who was the idiot that said, call me now, get on the phone and call
Carly
me?
Carly Rae Jepsen, and she is not an idiot.
Which, by the way, Carly Rae Jepsen is actually playing Pitchfork. So she's become kind of some, like, indie darling. Because you don't...
She's playing Pitchfork?
Yeah, she's playing Pitchfork. Which is a very... It's indie music.
I know
you
what Pitchfork...
Gotta,
I know,
no,
I'm
talking,
old.
You know, for the masses.
Oh, okay.
It's a, you know, you have to be cool. Like, so it's insane that, you know, the last album...
Is there
album,
irony? Is she booked
no,
because of irony?
No, it's... her last album, you know, was very much... It was not mainstream whatsoever. I haven't listened to it, but... But she came on because of this song, which is still good.
Isn't she like 8?
She's 9. No. No, she's like a 20-something, I think. Do you imagine? She's 45.
45. All right, good. 7, we're talking about things that you love that everybody else hates. 708 area code says, I enjoy Beats. The majority of the rest of the world, not so. I love Beats.
I love Beats, too.
I love them.
White Fence Farm does a good beat. It's a pickled beet.
Yeah. Pickled beets are great.
Yeah. And they, you know, it's all you can eat.
All you can eat beets?
Yeah. You can just keep at, because they're like a side
dish. Oh, it's a side dish. Sure.
And if you want more, you can get more beets.
You know, I just put some of the old stories into my drawer. But Dan, what?
Was there one about beets?
Yes. There's a beet burger. Remember that story?
Oh, they genetically
it's,
modified
it. Dan, you're not going to find it. Don't worry about it. Trust me.
No, I know what you're talking about. They genetically modified, essentially, they made a burger to bleed.
Right.
And to be, I think, like a medium rare.
Exactly
or
right. That's
it's
the story
red,
that we were talking about.
It's a veggie burger.
And it's a beet burger.
Yeah. And it bleeds.
It bleeds.
But it's beet juice.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah, no, I was just talking about that this weekend.
Yeah. I love beets. Boy, does my dad hate beets. Oh, my God. 224 area code says, Nick, I love AM radio and no one understands why. Well, they should.
Yeah.
815 area code, I like fried Spam. Me too.
I haven't had enough to be like...
Spam's good.
On the plus side for it.
Spam is good.
I don't think I've ever...
Never had it? You've never had Spam?
I think so, no.
Wow. 708, boys, all this food that they're talking about is food that I actually love. Like beets, fried Spam, and liver and onions.
Well, you can, you know what? They're not alone.
In what, liking liver and onions?
Yeah, they have you.
I love liver and onions. I don't think my mom ever had any difficulty feeding me. Honest to God.
The fact that she was making liver and onions.
Liver
and
onions and spinach?
It,
I was, oh man, please.
I mean, I love spinach. My parents actually don't really like spinach that much. So it's...
You know who doesn't like spinach? Orion Samuelson.
What?
Yeah.
Orion?
Yeah.
Why? What?
Doesn't
Some
like kale
garlic?
Either. Doesn't like kale.
I mean, kale's a tough...
Orion doesn't like green things, right? Isn't that what it comes down to?
How does that even... What?
He's a farm guy, man, exactly. And he doesn't like green things.
Exactly.
Good for you, though, man.
They're very good for you. Lots of iron.
Brian says, I wouldn't say that everyone hates my favorite movie. I would just say that they have not viewed its magic. So with that being said, I encourage all to witness the breathtaking genius that is Gymkhana.
I was waiting. Getting
for,
tricked?
Was waiting for Brian to show up at that.
I just feel like you get tricked every time. Don't read it the whole way through.
No, as soon as I saw my favorite movie in the name Brian, I knew it was going to be a Gymkhana reference.
I need to see that. You should. You know what? You should show this.
Gymkhana? I don't think it's like Fever Pitch. It's one of those movies that you're never going to be able to find.
You need to find that special.
I got to get Gymkhana. Now, Gymkhana is probably available. Fever Pitch is not.
I have a hunch Brian can lend you a copy.
Brian's probably got like 12 copies of Gymkhana. For those of you, Gymkhana has been mentioned many times on this show.
By that guy, right?
Kurt Thomas is a former gymnast, gold medal winning, I believe, gymnast.
Okay.
And in it, he plays a guy who practices Gymkhana, which is the art. I can't remember what the...
Is he the founder?
Tagline was on the movie, The artistry of gymnastics and the kick of karate.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
Galen says, my wife is an excellent baker, but I am hooked on cheap duplex cookies.
I don't know what those are.
The duplex cookies, I think those are the ones that are the they're like generic cookies. It's a generic cookie brand.
Oh, okay.
630 area code says, I enjoyed hot dog with ketchup. No. My three-year-old son didn't finish his hot dog the other day, and it wasn't half bad. See, it's okay for a three-year-old to put ketchup on a hot dog.
See, but I've thrown this out, and you don't subscribe to the same thing where I'm like, it's specific hot dogs that can't take the ketchup.
No hot dog.
And
no
you're
ketchup.
Just like, none.
No.
None. Not even the generic Aldi's hot dog.
No.
Okay.
Ketchup should not be in the same room with a hot dog.
Wow, what if you have fries?
Well, you can just keep it away from the hot dog.
Okay.
If you're over 6 years old, you put ketchup on a hot dog, you should go immediately to jail.
Goodness gracious.
Yep. 630 area code says, I watch National Transportation Safety Board meetings. That's fantastic.
Where do they show them?
I don't know.
Where is he finding them?
Vic thought he was weird for watching C-SPAN. We got a guy out there watching National Transportation Safety Board meetings.
These national, local?
That's like, fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
815 area code said, I grew up and I liked Battlestar Galactica more than Star Trek. And I'm assuming he means the original non-critically acclaimed Battlestar Galactica with Lorne Greene.
Who's the guy from the A-Team?
Dirk Benedict.
Right.
He was in the movie
with the snakes.
Yeah,
right.
Where they turn him into, Strother Martin turns him into a snake.
He turn into a snake?
Yeah, Dirk Benedict turns into a snake.
Oh, does he grow a rattle?
Gradually.
Does he grow
a
rattle?
A whole transformation sequence at the end of the movie that is unbelievably funny. It was on Svengoolie 2 weeks ago.
How great would it be if he turns into a snake, which is a garden snake?
Yeah.
It's not even good.
She's like, oh, he's not even poisonous.
Like, oh.
But no, but he was injected with cobra juice through the entire movie.
Okay.
Because Strother Martin is a mad scientist who raises snakes and stuff.
Cobra juice.
And I don't know, venom, like cobra venom juice. And he's like injecting this guy every day. And Dirk Benedict spends half of the movie shirtless getting injected by Strother Martin. And then he gradually turns into a snake. And it's the dumbest ending ever. Like, there's a freeze. A girl screams, and it's on her face. Freeze. Done. And when Svengoolie showed it, they show the end. And she's like, ah! And it freeze frames on her face. They cut to Rich, and Rich goes, that's it?
Now you just think in your mind all the mayhem that happened.
Yeah. G says, Lindsay Lohan was a good actress, and then she went off the rails. I totally agree with that. I totally agree. Lindsay Lohan.
Those are good movies.
Great movies. Mean Girls is phenomenal.
Right. Mean Girls, the twin movie.
Yeah, Freaky Friday is great.
No, not that.
That's Freaky Friday.
No, it's not where they're twins.
Oh, no, that's when they switch. That's the other one.
Yeah.
Parent Trap.
That's your lady
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right.
Also, she was in Prairie Home Companion.
Well, that's right.
She had like a career. After I saw Mean Girls, I was like, this girl is going to have a really big future.
How is that movie where she's with Jane Fonda?
Not good.
No.
You know, that was the movie, Georgia Rules is what it's called.
Yeah.
That was the movie where she really was showing up late all the time. Jane Fonda like went after her. Like in interviews and said she's incredibly unprofessional.
Well, the director wrote a letter, right?
Gary Marshall, yeah. Was it Gary Marshall? Wasn't Gary Marshall.
Whoever it was, he wrote an open letter to her.
Yeah. So that was the beginning of the end.
Right.
Like that was when she was, you know, like at her, like she just didn't care. She did a movie with Jane Fonda. She just did a movie with Robert Altman. She had just done a movie with Robert Altman. She's in a movie with Jane Fonda, and that's when she started just throwing everything away.
Yeah. It was Gary Marshall.
It was Gary Marshall, yeah. Let's see. 224 area code says, I like Bob Seger. Yeah.
It's okay. Is this whole segment is just us normalizing everyone's likes. Be like, no.
773 area code likes Bieber.
That's okay.
No, it's not. 847 area code says, I'm a huge Rush fan. Why does everyone hate Geddy Lee?
Yeah, no.
Don't be dissing Rush in my presence.
I can't deal with the Rush. You know what? I used to work at a station where it was like, no, more Rush. I was like,
yeah.
We don't need more Rush.
Oh, man. Who's getting in here on the weekends touching this thing? Yeah.
We don't need more Rush.
You know, there's never enough Rush.
I mean, according to them, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. All right, we got to take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then my dad's going to tell a joke, by the way, with a sponsorship.
Moving on up.
My dad's joke of the week is now sponsored.
He's going to have a whole show.
Yeah, I know. He's going to take my job. And so many people would be happy about that.
Oh, no.
All right, things that people love that other people hate. You ready? Here's some more, Esmeralda.
Go for it.
Okay. George says, I like Jay Cutler's post-game interviews when he loses. There's something about his negativity that I like.
All right.
Just saying Jay Cutler. Hey, Dan, even if the text just said Jay Cutler, wouldn't that just be enough?
Yeah, I mean.
Everybody hates Jay Cutler, right?
Jay Cutler is our quarterback. Isn't that the whole thing, like the year he was?
Yeah.
Jay Cutler is our quarterback.
Everybody hates Jay Cutler. Marco on the southeast side says, I still love The Notebook. I like The Notebook, too.
I haven't seen The Notebook.
It's good.
Should I see it? Okay.
I think so. You like the Gosling?
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Like By the way, he has a coloring book.
There's
a coloring book. Yeah.
Is it the Hey Girl? Is it the Hey Girl coloring book?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Mm. That's all that's in there.
I watched the rerun of the SNL that he hosted this past season. It was right around Christmas time they hosted it. And I totally forgot. Mike Myers came out at the beginning, and they did a whole thing about being Canadian.
Right, yeah.
And the whole sorry thing, that's in there.
Yeah.
And then do you remember the bit that they did where they were – he's from Ontario. I said Ottawa. He's from Ontario. Where they went back to, like, his hometown in Ontario.
With the guy.
And Kyle Mooney was like
– Right, yes.
Look at it's crying Ryan. the thing that was so – lovely about that episode was how clear it was that Gosling was having a blast. Like he could barely contain his laughter. I mean the scene where they were abducted by aliens and Kate McKinnon is talking about
right. Well, that was everybody.
Everybody was gone. But he was on the verge of breaking every single sketch. And it was just very apparent to me that he was having a blast.
Yeah.
Let's see. Harold says, 50s B-horror movies like The Amazing Colossal Man and It Conquered the World.
You should get all these people's emails and just hang out because...
they seem to like everything that I like. 708 area code says, cornflakes battered on meat. So crushing up cornflakes and putting it in.
You mean like fried chicken?
Probably, yeah.
Because that's delicious.
On pork chops and hot dogs.
Yeah, no.
Pork chops I can see. That's not, yeah.
I'm confused by the hot dogs.
Me too.
What? I've never, ever, ever heard of that.
Deep fry it, maybe?
Sure.
You can deep fry anything.
It's probably delicious.
815 area code. That's my boy. One of my favorite remote drive. Oh, my God.
What is that?
That's my boy. That's the one where Adam Sandler is Andy Sandberg's dad. And he sees him like after he hasn't seen him in like 20 years. You know, he knocked up his teacher. Like Adam Sandler is 13 years old.
Movie.
He knocks up his teacher. played by Susan Sarandon's daughter.
Oh, no.
And then Andy Samberg is his kid.
Oh,
and then he
right.
It's unbelievably bad.
He likes that.
Oh, God. All right. Hang on. We got to find out here what's coming up. The opening bell is up next. And Steve Grzanich is going to tell us what's coming up. Hey, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
All right.
Good weekend, everything?
Yeah.
Your dad is so funny.
Yeah. He's the best.
I was actually to stop by the radio, by one of the monitors to wait and hear his joke before before I came.
Yeah.
On the opening bell today, you know, politics, it's getting into the high season of that now, where we're really in the long, you know, what do they call it? The last mile? What is it?
The stretch?
The home stretch. That's the word. I couldn't think of that word. And there's a new startup in Chicago, called a Ballot Ready, that's actually developed an app, nationwide app, where people can go and find information about who to vote for. The CEO of that company is in our Allstate CEO spotlight today. Hopefully, I'll be able to talk and have a coherent thought as well as we move through the morning with your money. So it's all coming up starting next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. Here's some other things that people hate that some people like. Someone admits to liking the Star Wars prequels. It's a brave person. I like Sith.
I've only seen the first one.
What are you laughing about, Dan?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Shrimp nachos.
What? Huh?
I've never had shrimp nachos.
I mean, that the combination sounds wonderful. Why is that such?
Batman Forever. See, right. Batman Forever is not horrible.
Is that the one with?
It's Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones and it's Kilmer.
I love that
and
one.
And Val Kilmer.
Oh, they have an awesome soundtrack.
Well, yeah, the U2 song is
Are
on there.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
No, I like that one.
And Seal, who gets attacked by wild wolves in the movie Pop Star, and my dad seriously almost choked to death.
No.
When we were watching the movie, we had to like slap him on the back.
Laughter.
Seal, he was eating like a milk dud or something. And then Seal gets attacked by a wolf. And my dad, we were like, oh, geez. We're patting him on the back. We're giving him water. And he couldn't breathe for like 5 minutes. And we're like, you all right? He said, that was funny. He's got like a milk dud jammed in his larynx. Oh. That was funny.
It should be the review on the poster.
And on top of that, this is the other observation. You know, it's very interesting to see. It was really, really interesting to watch that movie with my parents. Because my parents are in their 70s. And this is a hard R-rated movie that is targeted to young people.
Right.
With jokes that, you know, like references. And some references I didn't even get, you know. Like, because there were, like, real-life producers and rappers and stuff in it. I'm like, I don't, you know, I recognize the name, but I don't know who they are.
Oh,
my parents clearly had no idea.
How like great would it have been
70% of the references. But my favorite part was, one, my dad, it wasn't my favorite part, but my dad almost choking to death when Seal gets attacked by a wild wolf. Okay? And then he's fine and was just happy because the scene was so funny. Didn't care that he almost, you know, blew his larynx out. And then afterwards, we're walking back to the car and my mom goes, I like the cameo by the guy who is in that singing Skittles commercial.
Who's that?
Do you mean Steven Tyler? And she's like, yeah, because he's in it. He's got a cameo in it. But of course, she didn't say lead singer of Aerosmith. She didn't even say judge on American Idol. She went straight to singing Skittles commercial.
Well, that's you know, that makes sense.
Other stuff that people like that everybody else hates. Someone says they like disco. Nothing wrong with disco. Boy bands. Depends on the boy band.
Right.
They're not all good. Broccoli.
I love broccoli.
I do too, but you know, a lot of people don't.
Broccoli's delicious.
And then finally, Mickey by Tony Basil. How do you not like how do you not like Mickey?
It's so catchy.
It's the best.
You can't help. And then that video where
she's in the little cheerleader outfit. And by the way,
so happy.
Have you seen her recently?
No.
She looks exactly the same.
Of course she does.
She has not aged at all.
Of course.
All right. So, all right, Esmeralda. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
It's two for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. We got to take a break here, and we'll be back with the news.